Bloomberg corrects piece on Tim Walz to note he served in Italy, not Iraq. By Joel B. Polak on August 7, 2024. Bloomberg News has edited a profile of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., the new running mate for Vice President Kamala Harris, to note that he served in Italy, not in Iraq, during his time in the National Guard. Walz faces accusations of stolen valor after falsely claiming that he carried a weapon in war, and also claiming to have retired from the Guard as a command sergeant major, whereas in fact he retired as a master sergeant, one rank below. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., accused Walz of stolen valor on Wednesday, after Walz had attacked him the day before for having attended Yale Law School. Vance added the accusation that Walz quit the Guard rather than deploying to Iraq. "You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz? When the U.S. Marine Corps asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, he dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him. I think that's shameful." pic.twitter.com/dq9xjn4r51. J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, August 7, 2024. CNN belatedly caught on to Walz's embellishment of his service in war on Wednesday, noting it was incorrect. CNN on Governor Tim Walz. Walz did make a comment, "He's done it a couple times," where he has used language that suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. There is no evidence that any time that he was in the position of being shot at in some of his language. pic.twitter.com/07gep5xj3. Yashar Ali, at Yashar, August 7, 2024. Bloomberg News, which ran a Walz profile by Joshua Green, has now also corrected its text. Green had reported in the past that Walz served in Iraq, though it is unclear whether Walz told him that or he simply made his own mistake. Green had written that Walz served in Iraq during Operation Enduring Freedom, which referred to Afghanistan but also the broader war on terror. On Wednesday, the article was corrected, with a note, to say Walz had served in Italy. "My Walz newsletter yesterday wrongly stated he'd served in Iraq. He didn't. He served in Italy. My error." Story has been corrected online and on the terminal. pic.twitter.com/at3ba2dear. Joshua Green, joshuagreen.bisky.social on, at Joshua Green, August 7, 2024. As the media corrects its own reporting, the question remains whether Walz will have to correct his own statements. Reporters have begun asking about it at White House press briefings and on the campaign trail. Only time will tell. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.